is a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 19th of August 2009. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, and what you try to do first thing off the bat is take note of all the other sites I have. Bookmark them for future use in case any of the main sites go down. Hopefully you'll be able to still download shows if that happens. And remember too that there's a site there, it's the European site, it's alanwattsentinel.eu. That site will also have all the audio shows, plus it has a lot of transcripts of these shows, written in the various languages of Europe for prints up, so you can download those for free as well. And I'll say off the bat too, that you got to help keep me going by donations when you can, or buy that which I have for sale on the website. I don't have much for sale because I don't have time to just churn out material. And if I have a month off, I could churn out an awful lot of material to keep me going. But we're living really, really in the middle of an incredible war that most people don't even know that's going on. So therefore, I have to keep doing what I'm doing here and putting out the information while I can still do it to the people. And hopefully, I know this is true too from feedback I've got, a lot of people truly are getting the message. They're getting the message that things stink, that whatever's coming out of politicians and the global society boys at the top of the United Nations stinks, and they're getting their backs up about it and getting very indignant. And thank goodness, because it's about time members within the public start becoming indignant. We've been taught to be apathetic for so long, trained to be, in fact. And once you start getting that indignancy back, you start getting some self-respect back, and you got to start teaching your public servants to start serving you for a change instead of dominating you and ordering you about. Because truly, we're in a prison camp. That's what's been created worldwide, a planned prison camp under different guises. They've brought terrorism in and so on. But it's just to do with a new way, a new world order, as the big boys call it. Mr. Brown called it that himself at the G20 meeting. And many others have called it that, the new world order. A new way of living for us, where we all obey officials of all kinds and strokes, etc. Obey them without question. That's called governance. That's the new system that they believe they should use to rule the world from here on to ever after. Remember too that, as I say, you can donate to me through PayPal, etc. It's on my site, how to do it. You can also go in to cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll see the things I have for sale and how to order them too. There's a box that will take you right to the ordering page. And I need that to keep me going. Thanks to those who regularly donate. There's only a few. And thanks also to some of the new ones who've managed to tune in, hear me from me for the first few times, and it's the first time for donating. That's much appreciated, because I really fork out the cash here faster than you can imagine. As I say, this is the middle of a war. It truly is. And we're going into the next phase of it now, where the big boys at the top have literally, using strategy, put incredible people into government as advisors. People who belong to the world eugenics society, as you might say. They call it different names, bioethicists, etc. But all to do with population reduction. That's what it's about. A very old dream that the socialists had, the Fabian socialists had, for 100 years. And lo and behold, it's all here. And they've had many meetings on how to make it happen. And the technique is just coming around the corner. I'll be back with more on this topic after these messages.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Talking about something that is so important because there's so much data, and I've given a lot of data about the big eugenicists like Sir Crispin Tickle, a man that's good for a laugh, but he advises Prince Charles on the need to reduce the populations drastically. And you have the same thing in the U.S. You've got John Holdren, the science czar, and a whole bunch of panels, the experts are supposedly that he's in charge of, and he's got the ear of Obama. Everything's been lined up across the world, not by chance, at this time. And lo and behold, along comes a World Health Organization's fantasy flu. They've had lots of fantasy flus in the past, but this is a great fantasy one too, because outside the media hype, and I've read articles from the media itself admitting this, there's nothing really happening. And we know that all the hyperbole about this flu that's not doing much at all doesn't jive with this incredible overreaction of governments. All governments. On board. Synchronicity. Isn't it? When you look at what happened in 9/11, they all came out with the same anti-terrorist laws all over the world at the same time, because they were all planned in advance, you see, like a league, as they call it, treaties, etc., to go into action all together, all in the same path, because we're global. We're global, you see. And we're only national when they want you to go and fight a war. Suddenly they bring up the national flag, but otherwise we're global. And this killer flu hasn't emerged yet. It has to evolve into a killer flu. And this is the first time in history that the scientists just know it's going to somehow evolve into killer flu. You see, technically all flus can evolve into killer flus, but it's never really happened this way before, you see. But this one's just definitely going to do it around October. But lo and behold, they've come up with the jabs to give everybody, and they want to make it mandatory. Well, personally, because nothing makes any sense to me, I won't be taking it. I don't care what to do. I ain't taking it. Because I've got too much data on the big pharma companies. In league with, again, the big eugenicists, etc. And the names and directors on many of these big boards of pharma and government panels, they're all the same names, into eugenics, population reduction, etc. I hope you realize that. Does that make you feel better? Does that make you feel safer, what I've just said? Well, I hope not. I hope you're starting to get the message here. A massive overreaction. We've just been cleaned out by the banks. We've been cleaned out by governments who are paying back the banks after cleaning us all out. And you got a crisis following it immediately with a non-existent yet killer disease. And so more billions are pumped out to make sure we all get jabs from these same people who keep telling us there's too many of you. Too many of you. Over and over. From the rooftop, they're doing it now, like the Optimum Population Trust advising Prime Minister Brown over there in Britain. Every country's got their branch of the OPT. Every country. And advising governments. So what do they want to do? Save us or kill us? Which is it? Toss the coin here. Because it's the same people that shout from both sides of their mouths. What do we know about the last so-called swine flu? One soldier died of it in a military camp. And at least that's what they claimed killed him. And remember, the military has declassified so much in the past of experimental tests they've done on biowarfare with the troops. I've got stacks of it here and we're doing a future show. Declassified from Canada, from the UK, from the States. Lots and lots and lots of it. And I will do it but anyway, getting back to this particular flu that happens before when Eisenhower was in. And one died of it, and so they went into the same kind of thing again. A massive inoculation program for all Americans. And down they came first by the dozens, then the hundreds with paralysis and strokes. Then many more died too, outside of the official statistics. Many more died and were crippled, and it was put down to other diseases and so on, other causes. And what's happening this time? Same darn thing. It's going to happen. The Mail Online today says, swine flu jab link to killer nerve disease. A leaked letter reveals concern of neurologists over 25 deaths in America. And this was the 15th of August, 2009. A warning that the new swine flu jab is linked to a deadly nerve disease has been sent by the government to senior neurologists in a confidential, that's like a secret letter. They're not supposed to tell anybody. The letter from the Health Protection Agency. Are they going to protect your health or give us an option of deciding for ourselves? The Health Protection Agency, the official body that oversees public health, has been leaked to the Mail on Sunday, leading to demands to know why the information has not been given to the public before the vaccination of millions of people, including children, begins. It tells the neurologists that they must be alert for an increase. There'll be an alert for an increase in a brain disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which could be triggered by the vaccine. It's caused by the vaccine. That's what they found the last time. GBS attacks the lining of the nerves, causing paralysis and inability to breathe, and can be fatal. The letter sent to about 600 neurologists on July the 29th is the first sign that there is concern at the highest levels that the vaccine itself could cause serious complications. At first, the use of a similar swine flu vaccine in the U.S. in 1976, when more people died from the vaccination than from swine flu. 500 cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome were detected. So there was much more than that with down under different diagnoses like multiple sclerosis and so on. Similar symptoms. The vaccine may have increased the risk of contracting GBS by 8 times. The vaccine was withdrawn after just 10 weeks when the link with GBS became clear. The U.S. government at that time was forced to pay out millions of dollars to those affected. Well, now they've given themselves the right not to be sued. It's wonderful when you're in charge of law, isn't it? And they've also given the farmers rights, the companies rights not to get sued, protection. Concerns have already been raised that the new vaccine has not been sufficiently tested and that the effects, especially on children, are unknown. It's been developed by pharmaceutical companies and will be given to about 13 million people during the first wave of immunization. First wave, this is war, isn't it? That's a different war, we have waves, you know. Expected to start in October. Red October, eh? The love October. Top priority will be given to everyone aged 6 months, to 65 with an underlying health problem, pregnant women and health professionals. The British Neurological Surveillance Unit, that's beautiful, isn't it? You've got a surveillance unit now, BNSU, part of the British Association of Neurologists, has been asked to monitor closely any cases of GBS as the vaccine is rolled out. One senior neurologist said last night, I would not have the swine flu jab because of the GBS risk. So there's the neurologists themselves. Oh, they'll be okay. But I'll tell you what the doctors do. See, they sign each other down in official reports as having had the shot. That's what they cover for each other when they didn't get the shot at all. But the general public don't have that option, do they? They can't get someone to lie for you. But they're going to do it for themselves. Guarantee you. They've always done it before. It says there are concerns that there could be a repeat of what became known as the 1976 debacle in the U.S. when a swine flu vaccine killed 25 people, more than the virus itself. A mass vaccination was given the go-ahead by President Gerald Ford, it was, you know, because scientists believed that the swine flu strain was similar to the one responsible for the 1918-19 pandemic, which killed 500,000 Americans and 20 million people worldwide. Well, actually, as I say, too, it's really interesting because it broke out in Europe, and it was brought over by troops returning home from World War One, and they'd all been given their first flu shots for the first time in history. And it was that Aventis company I mentioned last night, that Pasteur Aventis one from the States. It was a Rockefeller-managed operation at that time, too. Look into the histories of it. It's fascinating. But it says here, within days, symptoms of GBS were reported among those who've been immunized, and 25 people died from respiratory failure after severe paralysis. 1 in 80,000 people came down with the condition. In contrast, just one person died of swine flu. That was the very first one that was reported, a guy in the military. More than 40 million Americans had received the vaccine by the time the program was stopped after 10 weeks. The U.S. government paid out millions of dollars in compensation to the affected. It says the swine flu virus in the new vaccine is a slightly different strain from the 76 virus, but the possibility of an increased incidence of Guillain-Barré syndrome remains a concern. Shadow Health spokesman Mike Penning said last night, the last thing we want is secret letters handed around experts within the National Health Service. We need a vaccine, but we also need to know about potential risks. Our job is to make sure the public knows what's going on and why. Why is the government not being open about this? It's also very worrying if general practitioners who will be administering the vaccine are not being warned. See, it's only neurologists who are being warned. Two letters were posted together to neurologists advising them of the concerns. The first is delayed July the 29th. It was written by Professor Elizabeth Miller, head of the HPA's immunization department. It says the vaccines used to combat an expected swine influenza pandemic in 76 were shown to be associated with Guillain-Barré syndrome and were withdrawn from root use. GBS has been identified as a condition needing enhanced surveillance when the swine flu vaccines are rolled out this time. Back with more after this break.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix, reading an article from the Mail online. And remember, all these topics that I mentioned will be, the links will be up on my site at the end of the show. And talking about this upcoming flu shot and all the warnings I've given out to select neurologists, etc., to watch for Guillain-Barré syndrome, but there's other things to watch for as well. And don't think it's just Guillain-Barré syndrome. There's a lot of nasty things that will come out of this. There always are with vaccines. It says here that but vaccine experts warn that the letters proved the program was a guinea pig trial. Dr. Tom Jefferson, coordinator of the vaccine section of the influential Cochrane Collaboration, an independent group that reviews research, said, "New vaccines never behave in the way you expect them to. It may be that there is a link to GBS, which is certainly not something I'd wish on anybody, but it could end up being anything because one of the additives in one of the vaccines is a substance called squalene." I've talked about squalene before. "And none of the studies we've extracted have any research on it at all." Now, he says here, squalene is a naturally occurring enzyme. Now, that's true. You get it in the body, but only within the joints and within the capsule of what they call synovial joints. It's a capsule, so they're contained inside those joints. But it says here, the squalene is added to this, but it's altered as well. It's not natural. really, it might say it's weaponized. It's meant to get your immune system going into a war mode right to the site of the injection in hope, they say, that your immune system will find the target itself, the virus, and start making antibodies against the virus that they're going to put into you, which I'd say is weakened. So many batches are live. That happens in all of them, too. That's why they keep the batch lots, you see, the numbers. But this squalene, as I say, it's a weaponized squalene. So what your body does, it goes into the war mode, sure enough. It might or might not even bother with the virus there. It could be secondary. It might leave it alone. But what it does is once it's gone through and killed off, your antibodies have killed off all this incoming poison and so on, it's now in the war mode against squalene. And where will it find it? It goes all through your body looking for squalene to kill. And it goes for your natural squalene inside the joints. You end up with massive, crippling rheumatoid fever and arthritis, and often for life. Spine's racked, everything's racked, completely kaput. And they know this too. So really, I mean, people have not been... See, the whole thing here is there's no informed consent. No informed consent. It was tradition in medicine, you could not do anything to any patient without informed consent. You have noticed probably over the years, anyone who's visited a hospital or a doctor, you just basically do what you're told now. They don't expect to tell you anything. If you ask a question, it's like an insult. Like, who are you to ask this question? But that's what they're supposed to be trained in, to tell you the dangers involved in everything, the pros, the cons, etc., and let you decide and make it voluntary. But not now. Not just, you're too ignorant, you see. You just don't understand these things. That's what they tell you. See, I've been trained in this, and I understand, but it'd take me forever to explain something to you. You're so simple. That's what they'll tell you, basically. That's what they're definitely thinking. Informed consent. So anyone who just goes and gets a shot, well, good luck to you. Good luck to you. It's up to you. But remember, there's much more to this swine flu nonsense than meets the eye, because there's no reason for it whatsoever. This so-called, most doctors and different surveys that have been done think that any flu that's going around now that most folk are getting, or that anybody's getting at all, I should say most, it's just a normal common flu, and not the swine flu. And no one's taking swab tests or anything to check to see if it is. Anybody with a sniffle has been diagnosed with swine flu. And the World Health Organization loves this because they want something to validate their existence and their reason for being. They want this so badly. So badly. I've even got quotes from some of them at the top that they need this. They need it to get more power. Because, you see, they're supposed to eventually be the rulers of all our health care, etc., across for the whole planet. That's what they were set up to do under the United Nations. Here's an article here to show you, too, the other side of it, how society has changed into this totalitarian state. And I'm glad this mainstream picking up on some of this. I've been yelling about it for ages, but some, who knows, maybe they hear, and they're starting to say things that they should have said long ago. This is from the Mail Online, August the 17th. It says, paranoid suspicion, obsessive surveillance, and the land of liberty destroyed by stealth. Last updated 11th of August 2009 by Henry Porter. Returning to Britain from a summer holiday abroad, you begin to notice things that perhaps escaped your attention before: the huge number of cameras that infest our public spaces, and much less obviously the atmosphere of watchfulness and control that has now become a way of life. This is the regime that 12 years of New Labour have imposed in Britain, a place of unwavering suspicion, paranoia, and obsessive surveillance. We become the sort of society we would have unhesitantly have rallied against a few years ago. We'll be back with more on this topic, because it's really worldwide, after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. Visit UltraImmunity.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Reading another article from the Mail Online to do with the creeping totalitarianism. It's not creeping, Lee. I think it's rushing ahead now. And at least, as I say, the reporters are getting it right for the first time and seeing some of the things the show said years ago. But it says here, we become a sort of society we would have unhesitatingly have rallied against a few years ago, but because the change has been brought about by such stealth, meaning incrementalism, we're the very last to see it. If you're in the middle of it, you don't see it. You see, you just adapt little by little by little until you're in the cage. The latest figures in a report by the Interception of Communications Commissioner, even to have that, Interception Commissioner of Communications, Sir Paul Kennedy, are truly terrifying. They reveal that a request is made every minute to snoop on someone's phone records or email accounts. Every minute. Last year alone, there were 504,073 new cases of state-sanctioned surveillance, the equivalent of one adult and 78 being watched, and a rise of 44% over 2 years. Whatever happened to our centuries-old traditions of freedom? Voltaire called England the land of liberty. Until New Labour materialised with this intrusive and character-improving agenda, that description rang true. The English preferred freedom and tolerance to ideological and religious fanaticism. The currency of our society was common sense. No longer, common sense has been replaced by officially sanctioned mistrust. Mistrust that allows anyone invested with the tiniest bit of authority, often in the form of a high visibility jacket, as we wear on the roads at night, to throw their weight around. And that's true, all the control freaks right to the bottom suddenly all know they're in charge. Britain is now a place where terror laws have been used by councils to spy on people breaching smoking bans, etc. Terrorism laws. Police routinely stop anyone who photographs a public building. In one instance, deleting the pictures taken by a 69-year-old Austrian tourist who is admiring the architecture of a Vauxhall bus station. This is, and if the authorities are behaving like this today, what will they be like? What will they subject us to in the run-up to the 2012 London Olympics? Wardens in Brighton already habitually seize drink from people on the mere suspicion that they plan to consume it in a public place. And in Edinburgh, a swimming pool attendant stopped the 85-year-old mother of TV presenter Nikki Campbell from taking pictures of her grandchildren. These stories have become part of our national life, and there are thousands of them each year. I know this because my researcher trawls local and national newspapers for examples every morning. What they add up to is a depressing account of a nation infantilized, made into infants, basically, by micromanagement and fear. We're losing something essential to national identity. Foreigners who know what is going on here cannot believe that the British show such little regard for their freedoms. Even Americans, the most jumpy people in the world, are unsettled by Britain's paranoia. Government policies largely to blame. Labour has instilled an endemic culture of suspicion in Britain, which is manifest in the 3,500 new criminal offences brought in over the last 12 years. 3,500 new criminal offences. Labour is also behind a flurry of new databases that either leech personal information from each one of us or require innocent members of the public to go through an endless rigmarole of proving themselves to the state. The scale of this project is vast. The state and its agencies are amassing increasing quantities of data about its citizens, writes Jill Kirby, and director of the Centre for Policy Studies, in a recent pamphlet. She lists them as including the DNA database, centralized medical records, and the children's database. Canada has exactly the same thing. Every Commonwealth country has the same departments now. The states has the same things too, except they often call them different names. Contact point, this is database. Contact point, that's the children's database. This data, she says, has proliferated to levels previously unseen in peacetime Britain. It was never seen in wartime Britain. Never. An institutionalized pessimism has taken over. The clear message of government is that we are incapable of managing our lives. I've said that over and over. I think the guy's been listening. And must be watched and regulated by ministers and civil servants from dawn to dusk. More sinister is the assumption that we're all in some way guilty of harboring the worst intentions. Up to 11 million people who work with children, music tutors, babysitters, football coaches, and even parents who have exchanged students to stay will now have to join a new database at the cost of £64 and undergo criminal checks. Writers such as Philip Pullman and Anthony Horowitz, who regularly visit schools, are among those who have roundly condemned the scheme. So it's just escalating into this planned totalitarian society, which is utterly Fabian because Wells went through this kind of system in his own book, A Modern Utopia. That was their agenda. But he also went through the depopulation plan and how they'd sterilize those that were unfit to breed, and eventually they'd all simply die off and they wouldn't pass their nasty old genes on to any offspring, and they'd have this wonderful robotic society. And guess what? You're living through it. You're living through it. Amazing, isn't it? We're all living through it. And most folk out there who don't listen to shows like this never know. They don't know. They haven't a clue. Haven't a clue. These are the same people who lived through the free trade negotiations and NAFTA that was part of it, that was a follow-up to it, for the integration of the Americas to copy Europe and bring in the same free trade relationships, etc. The integration under a common parliamentary system for the Americas. Most folk don't know that. They lived through the transfer of business and factories over to China and then seeing that everything was made in China. They didn't think for a minute about, like, oh, that was what was it? Where was it made before? See, most folk really are never really conscious. They're not really conscious. They're conditioned. They're pleasant, but they're not really conscious. They don't notice what happens in their environment around them. That's why you can put all these cameras up little by little by little, and that's what Skinner said. The behaviorist, if you want to change society, you change something in their environment. And once they adapt to it, you'll change it a little bit more, a little bit more, until you've completely altered their way of living. And it's all been done. This article here is from the Times of India. Amazing, this hasn't been all over the media too. And it says the Free Trade Association with ASEAN, that's the ESEAN, that's the Asian Society bloc that they're creating for this massive trading bloc. It's not just the European bloc and the Americas, they've got this other bloc as well. It says to eliminate duties, that's your taxes, on 80% of traded goods. The 14th of August, 2009, New Delhi, the major success in its Look East policy, India on Thursday signed a free trade agreement with the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nation, ASEAN, that's what it's for short, bloc that would eventually eliminate duty on 80% of the goods traded at present. The two sides have set an ambitious target of achieving an increase of $10 billion worth of trade in the first year after the agreement comes into force from January 2010. Now you know why Kissinger and the Brzezinskis and the big boys keep propping on about the up-and-coming nations, and they always mention India. See, these guys knew years ago when they signed this agreement for India. You realize we're the last to know what's even going on in the world, but these guys know years ago. They knew years ago. And it's a great deal because, see, what it means is that the countries are already in, the first world countries are in. The same thing happened here in Canada and the States. For Mexico and other Latin American countries are coming into the NAFTA deal. We pay to bring up their society, medical, education, and so on. The tax money of the first world countries pays for that. Isn't that a great deal? But we also they also pollute as much as they want if they put all these caps on pollution, etc. But they also they don't have to change their taxation system from importing stuff from your country or banning it altogether. But they don't have to pay you back the taxes that you would have for trade on your goods. So they get the best of all deals. This is how this thing works, this free trade idea. Until they've come up to a first world standard. This is the idea with China too. And then they start then they're part of the team. They don't receive more aid after they become first world. Well, that'll take, 20, 30 years, according to the big boys. Maybe longer. So basically, we carry them, we subsidize them up until then. And, of course, all the big boys then put their factories from somewhere else to there, if it's cheaper. And all of that would have been arranged years ago, too, right down to the big corporations that will move in. So I'll put this up on my site as well. And I thought it was a rumor at first that the U.S. government is tracking everyone who looks at any of their websites that's up there for the public to see. But they are. It's actually been admitted from the Washington Post, August 11th, 2009. U.S. web tracking plan stirs privacy fears by Spencer S. Hsu and Celia Kang. That's August 11th. The Obama administration is proposing to scale back a long-standing ban on tracking how people use government internet sites with cookies and other technologies, raising alarms amongst privacy groups. That's what they've been doing, putting cookies on your computer. They're often undetectable, by the way, by the regular spyware, and because they want to know who's looking into these sites that they put up for you to look at. And then they do all these different surveys on you and get all your information on you to see why you're interested in that particular topic or that particular site, etc. Maybe you're a problem maker. Maybe they have objections to what they're proposing, etc., etc., etc. I'll put this link up as well. And just to warn people, you see, most of the big operations that happen with terrorism that you hear about in Britain and other countries are sting operations set up by the governments or the agencies within governments of those very countries. When nothing's happening, they've got to make something appear to be happening. So they put someone out there, give them authority to stir up young guys generally, and then convince them they should go and put bombs off, whatever it happens to be. And they set up this thing, they supply them with the gear, the things they make the bomb with. That happened with the first World Trade bombing. FBI gave them the parts to make the bomb. Luckily, one guy realized he was going to be a patsy and taped his conversations with the FBI handler, and it was played in court in the U.S. That's official. It was in the newspapers. Look back, and you'll find them. But they do this with everything. They did the same in Canada with some guys, and it was the agency here that set them up the same way, going to make bombs, etc. But it also works with the white supremacist groups, so we'll be very, very, very careful. And these guys will phone the shows up, like I get them phoning in at times. And you know darn well they haven't even been listening to the show because they don't even know who you are. And their whole job is to give you a spiel and leave a website so you'll look into their website to draw in young people that they can use and get in trouble and get arrested down the road. I mentioned how it was Grant Bristow in a Toronto Star and the Toronto Sun, who is the right-hand man of Ernst Zundel. It came out from his brother-in-law, of all people, Bristow's brother-in-law, that Bristow attended the synagogue in Toronto and was also a member of the Canadian Secret Intelligence Service. So that's who was managing them. Beware of provocateurs. And what Bristow was doing was giving out private phone numbers of prominent Jews in Toronto so that the skinheads would harass them. And then, of course, the Jews who were being harassed would then complain to the government, and the government passed the hate laws. It's very clever how it's done, isn't it? Very clever how it's done. You always have provocateurs, and they always come from government, just like the big demonstration in Montreal, and they found that the guys that they were actually doing all the stone-throwing and stuff were actually cops. That was in the mainstream as well. Well, here's a guy who's been at this for a long time in white supremacism and so on, and his name is Hal Turner. It's from Breitbart, and I'll put these sites up, these links up on my site at the end of the show. It says, Hartford, Connecticut, a New Jersey blogger faces charges in two states for allegedly making threats against lawmakers and judges. It was trained by the FBI on how to be deliberately provocative, his attorney said Tuesday. Trained by the FBI. Hal Turner worked for the FBI from 2002 to 2007, actually it was longer than that, as an agent provocateur, and was taught by the agency what he could say that wouldn't be crossing the line, defense attorney Michael Orozco said. His job was basically to publish information which would cause other parties to act in a manner which would lead to their arrest. So that's the whole key, get the schmucks and the patsies, and you set them up. Prosecutors have acknowledged that Turner was an informant who spied on radical right-wing organizations, but the defense has said Turner was not working for the FBI when he allegedly made threats against Connecticut. So the FBI's distanced himself when he actually made these threats against legislators in Connecticut. And he wrote that three federal judges in Illinois deserve to die. That's what he said. Now, he said much, much worse things before. It says here, but if you compare anything that he did say when he was operating, there was no difference. No difference whatsoever, Orozco said. Special Agent Ross Rice, a spokesman for the FBI in Chicago, said he would not comment on or even confirm Turner's relationship with the FBI. Of course they won't. They had to distance themselves. Orozco spoke to reporters after a court hearing in Hartford on Tuesday. Turner, 47, of North Bergen, New Jersey, did not appear because he's in federal custody in Illinois. His arraignment for the Connecticut charges was scheduled October the 19th. Now, they've got lots of them out there. They always have. And believe you me, they have them in all ethnic groups. All ethnic groups, because they want to find those youngsters who are gung-ho for something to be done with the injustice. And they know exactly how to get them going, set them up, get a sting operation going, and bang, you're in the slammer. So never be a follower of the guys that seem to say a lot of the right things but go overboard with it and get away with it. The very fact they keep getting away with what they say and you could not tells you who they are. That's your clue. I hope young guys listen to that and remember it. And that's the kind of world we truly, truly live in. We're living in a world where very little is real. But it's not the way it's presented to you. Put it that way. You have to think for yourself. Now go to the phone calls now, and there's Dennis from Arkansas. Are you there, Dennis?
Yes, Alan.
Yes.
You had a call the other night. The guy started a rant about the Jews.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking. There's basically two camps in the alternative radio. And one of them bashes the Jews, and one of them bashes the Jesuits.
Yep.
I hear the music.
Yeah, hold on, and we'll go into that when you come back.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, talking to Dennis from Arkansas. Are you still there, Dennis?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I read a little book by Ralph Epperson about the morals and dogma, and I read another book, a guy who's ex-Mason. And from what I understand, most people that are members don't get out of the Blue Lodges, or the Blue Lodge, whichever, York or Scottish Rite.
That's right. Yeah.
And, okay, now is it... Am I correct? Would you agree that this whole Jew and Jesuit thing, and by the way, I've found out most of the people that bash the Jesuits are so-called Jews and the opposite, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Catholics are the ones that bash the Jews, but is this by design?
Yeah, you have to go into the history. Remember, the founder of the Jesuits was a member of the Spanish Alumbrados, which was Illuminati. That was that which was left from the Knights Templars. That was their branch of Knights Templarism. And that's official in the history books. So he knew, he was already a member of what was you might call it pre-Masonic or the early Masonic groups. The Jewish sect that leads most of Zionism is called the B'nai B'rith, the Sons of the Covenant. They are the Jewish branch of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry because they got their charter from the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, the same group that Albert Pike was in. And you can't start your own branch up without getting a charter. And if you look into your history books, you'll find they're chartered. That every B'nai B'rith, even the big tower buildings they have, are put down in the phone books as lodges. So that's your connection between the Jesuits and the Jewish sect, the radical Jewish sects, the B'nai B'rith.
Okay.
They're actually high active members of the lodge. Yeah.
This is all calculated to keep us to divide and conquer, to keep us fighting with each other. And
that's right. When the boys who are in charge, they become the good shepherds. See, the sheep are the people who follow and don't know and support them, even just because of the same ethnicity that support them. Without realizing, it's all the same bunch at the top. The shepherds all belong to the same club, and they have the same one agenda. They're all sworn to the same world globalist agenda, yeah.
Well, I don't want to name any names. I'm not into any free publicity, but just by the way, I have a Sony shortwave in-dash car radio that I got from Orangeville, an outfit up there in Ontario.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, I'm disabled, I don't have a lot of money, but would you be able to do anything with a postal money order? Because that's how I paid for my radio. A U.S. U.S. Postal?
Yes.
Okay, well. I just wanted to get a confirmation of what I believe, because I've been listening to shortwave for a long time, and I just, the guy that called in, I could have been him 4 or 5 years ago, because it's brainwashing.
Brainwashing, and that guy was really putting an ad out, that's what he's trying to do, is put an ad out on the show.
Sound like a robot.
To recruit more young guys in. He's reading from a script, yeah.
Yeah, he sounded like a robot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you want to send a postal order, make sure it's the international one. It's a pink one,
yeah.
pink and orange, not the green one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll help you out when I can. I'm not going to go into my personal problems, but you're very appreciated. I've been making copies of your shows and cassettes and passing them around, so I hope I can get you some more donors.
Well, thanks for calling. Absolutely.
Okay.
You take care. And that's the message to everybody. You've got to do your homework to know really who's behind what and find the common connection. There's always a common connection between different groups. You'll find it's the same connection over and over and over. Always. From Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night. And may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent international